Australians in Bali have been given until Thursday to leave or faced fines for overstaying their visas. They're among 7,000 expats who've sheltered on the Indonesian island since coronavirus forced it to lock down and close to the outside world. But now those who can't or don't renew their visas are being forced out, with no international flights to and from the island. Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
Australians in Bali have been left scrambling since Indonesia did an about-face on its visa rules a month ago. Leah Seymour is one of thousands of foreigners who were originally allowed to stay in Bali indefinitely.
When the pandemic hit, the Indonesian government basically said, look, you know, those that are here can stay on an emergency visa, and it was free.
But suddenly Aussies and other expats were told they'd have to apply for monthly visa extensions or switch to a so-called social visa that requires a local resident to sponsor them and bureaucratic paperwork. Those that don't apply or whose applications are rejected will be forced to leave Indonesia by Wednesday night or pay the equivalent of $100 a day in fines. Though Indonesian authorities deny they're trying to force foreigners to leave. We're helping foreigners so they can legally overstay in Indonesia, says immigration official Eko Budianto. We're giving them a chance to stay until flights are available. But the new rules are complicated and have caused endless stress for many who, like Leah Seymour, have had to hire freelance agents to guide them. Many have been rejected for simple spelling mistakes, leaving them unsure whether to try again or just leave. But flying out isn't simple. Dean Vlasco is one who found the visa rules so confusing he decided to go. But he balked at the $3,000 quarantine cost in Australia and ultimately chose to fly to Europe instead.
I decided I wasn't going to live month to month anymore. And if the regulation was going to change at the end of the month, I would be stuck and I would have to pay 100 Australian a day for each day that I was in the country overstaying my emergency permits.
But with no international flights currently operating in Bali, Dean Vlasco and other expats have had to travel via Jakarta. Many flights have been cancelled. Others are booked out when they're not even half full. The lack of flights has sent some airline prices skyrocketing, and there are quarantine restrictions and entry bans to consider.
A lot of the world is closed, so people don't know where to go.
Most Australians have applied to stay in Bali rather than leave, despite the complicated visa process. And if they do stay, they know they face a growing risk of coronavirus, with COVID-19 now spreading more rapidly in Bali.
That's Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker.